Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning and a very warm welcome to your final Morning Boost of the week. Happy Friday, everybody. Today we are going to zero in on that transformative and increasingly indispensable power of data in the realm of educational leadership. We are in an era that is characterized by heightened accountability. We know this. And this relentless pursuit of continuous improvement, it leads to a deep commitment to equitable outcomes for all students. And this data-driven decision-making is no longer simply a trend. This has evolved into a fundamental necessity for effective leadership. The days of relying solely on our intuition or anecdotal evidence, or maybe even just long-standing traditions, those days are rapidly fading. Today's educational leaders have access to an unprecedented wealth of data. Ranges from granular student performance metrics and detailed attendance records, all the way to insightful surveys and comprehensive community demographics, and then even sophisticated longitudinal studies. The critical challenge here, and the key to unlocking its transformative potential, lies in our ability to effectively collect, analyze, and thoughtfully interpret this vast array of information to inform strategic decisions at every level of the educational system. Consider the crucial area of resource allocation. By meticulously analyzing student achievement data, disaggregated by various subgroups, our leaders, we can gain a clear understanding of where the greatest needs lie, and we can then strategically allocate resources, whether this is financial or human or technological, to ensure that targeted support reaches the students who need it most. For example, if data reveals a significant and persistent achievement gap in early literacy, maybe even among a specific student population, a data-informed district might strategically invest in targeted early intervention programs and provide some specialized professional development for elementary school teachers, and maybe even allocate some additional support staff to those classrooms. Furthermore, data plays a vital role in evaluating the effectiveness of implemented programs and initiatives. By carefully tracking key metrics such as student growth and engagement levels and graduation rates, both before and after the implementation of a new program, this will help leaders objectively determine what is demonstrably working and what requires adjustment or even discontinuation. This unwavering commitment to evidence-based practice ensures that our efforts are focused on strategies that yield the most positive and equitable results for our students. As W. Edwards Deming, a renowned statistician, famously said, "Without data, you're just another person with an opinion." And he is absolutely right. However, it's also critical to remember that data in and of itself is merely one piece of this intricate puzzle of educational leadership. Truly effective leaders skillfully combine the objective insights gleaned from data analysis with their own professional judgment. And this includes their deep contextual understanding of their unique school communities and, importantly, the diverse voices and lived experience of their stakeholders. This includes teachers, students, parents, and community members, and we need them to help us make well-informed, equitable, and ultimately human-centered decisions. So here's a little food for thought. What diverse data sources are currently readily available to your school or your district? And how effectively are you and your leadership team currently utilizing this valuable data to inform your strategic decisions and therefore drive continuous improvement efforts across all your schools? What concrete steps can we take in the coming weeks and months to enhance our own data literacy and the data utilization capacity within our organization, and therefore ensure more informed and equitable outcomes for our students? And folks, that brings us to the close of our final Morning Boost for this week. Happy Friday again. Thank you so much for joining me this week as we've explored some of the most critical topics shaping educational leadership in our rapidly evolving world. Just remember that leading with a clear vision, a profound empathy for your students and staff, and an unwavering commitment to continuous growth and learning, this will undoubtedly empower you to make a lasting and positive impact on the lives of your students and the vitality of your communities. Have a truly wonderful and rejuvenating weekend when you get there. and we eagerly look forward to welcome you back here next week for some more insightful discussions on Your Morning Boost. Thank you for listening. Have an awesome Friday. We will talk with you again next week.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.